Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be Never Let a Woman Diminish You. Well, I've got three really good emails I'm going to go through with you today. The first one, guy's new to my work. Obviously, he had two good dates, and then it just completely went sideways on him. He got butthurt, did a lot of things that were no-nos. And he's in a real pickle. And the other two emails are pretty good success stories. The second one is from a guy whose his previous email I answered in another video newsletter. And so he was on a date with a woman recently, and she brought up something that obviously he wrote in. He wanted to get my opinion on how he handled it. And he had a great comeback. It was beautiful. That's what, when a woman puts you under pressure, because you got to remember, women bluff to test your strength, especially when they sense weakness. They just naturally, instinctively troll you. They want to see what you're made of. And the worst thing you can do is to lose your shit and get uncentered and get upset with her, because that displays weakness. It's unattractive and obviously is going to turn her off. And the third email is a success story. This guy has been dating this woman for a few months. And then her ex-boyfriend comes back in the picture. She tries to stick him in friend zone while she goes off and explores things with another guy. And he just handled it beautifully, how he handled her objections. Then obviously, even when she came back, because obviously it inevitably didn't work out with the other guy or the ex-boyfriend, he did, again, she tested him. Because women are always testing your strength. They want to be with the most dominant, masculine guy that is just not going to flip out when things don't go his way. And obviously the text exchange went real well also. So it's a good combination of emails. First guy, obviously, he recognized that he screwed up, but you know, it's a good email to go through because you see where he went wrong, what he did to just totally blow it after two really good first dates. So with that said, I got a quote that I'm going to go through that I wrote. And then we'll go into the first email. And the quote says, "Men are supposed to be leaders and the kings of their kingdoms. Women are attracted to men who display confidence, strength, dominance, and masculinity. When women sense weakness in men, they naturally and instinctively bluff and test to see how they handle pressure and stress. Beta males get upset and lose their cool, resulting in a loss of attraction. Alpha males become amused, playful, and often turn it around and have some fun with these tests of their strength, which leads to women becoming even more attracted to and turned on by them." And I'm sure just based on the fact that I brought up beta males and alpha males, the beta males will be in the comments section complaining and trying to convince me that there's no such thing, when in reality, they're just displaying more beta male behavior. Women like alpha males. They don't like weak, rubbery, spined betas that cave and that they can push around. Because when you act like a beta male, when you act weak, it causes a woman to not trust your masculine core. And if a woman doesn't trust your masculine core, she's not going to trust you. If she doesn't trust you, she will never love you and never let you be the leader of a household that she's part of. So with that said, let's go through first guy's email. He says, "Hi, Corey. I discovered you last Sunday after a blow-off from a girl who, from my experience, is a once-in-a-year material. Had this last week off from work, so I've been raving upon your book and principles in general to internalize it." Good for you, dude. Easily over 5 times now using Audible. So what that tells me is, even though he had a crash and burn that led him, obviously, to my first book, How to Be a 3% Man, which you can read for free at understandingrelationships.com, all you got to do is subscribe to the email newsletter. But guys that do this, to get into it right away, and repetition's the mother of skill, because as I say in the book, you want to read it 10 to 15 times. This is a new way of thinking. It's especially when you're used to doing things like this guy did, which obviously is going to turn women off, because you want to turn them on so they become submissive and playful and do all the fun things that you want them to do with you in your birthday suits. So he says, "Amazing, amazing stuff. My situation in a nutshell. I met this beautiful, very feminine Australian girl about a month ago on Tinder. Perfect text game followed by two textbook dates, consecutive Friday evenings. Making out every 10 minutes, she's in my bed. So far, so good. These are the kinds of things you want to happen. And most guys have a real hard time making these things happen when they get good opportunities. Because ideally, you want to be on a date with a woman who's excited to be there. If she's excited to see you and be with you, she's going to make it easy for you to seduce her. Too many guys go out on dates with women that just have low to no interest, hoping they're going to turn it around. It's just too much work. Screw that. He says, attraction level is easy, 8 to 9 out of 10 range. She's mentioning relationship things during the date. Obviously, she's really attracted and really likes him. She asked me for a third date in the week after because she's not in town the following weekend. Everything's rolling along. They've already hooked up. He didn't say whether it was the first or the second date, but the bottom line is they hooked up. So far, so good. I show some needy behaviors on text the week after she comes back. She cancels one date. Yeah, not good. No bueno, amigo. I pull back, not writing for a few days, but she writes back. Incidentally, I'm also not in town the week after. I take her reaching out as reinforcing IOI indicators of interest and ask her out again. She doesn't reply to an invitation, perhaps projecting neediness again in my text. So here's the important thing you got to understand about women. Maybe they're busy. Maybe they're on a plane. Maybe they're in a meeting. Maybe they're just having a moment of doubt about you. Maybe there's another guy in the picture. Maybe they have two or three guys texting them that want to go out with them. And they're not sure what to do because now they got a dilemma. They got two or three dudes that want to hang out. So what typically happens? They want the most dominant masculine guy. Well, what is the most dominant masculine guy doing? He has a healthy self-esteem. He knows that if he extends an invitation to go out on a fun-filled romantic opportunity for sex to happen, which is basically what a date is, that of course she's going to say yes. Of course she's going to accept his invitation because the best girls always do. So he's comfortable. He extends the invitation. And he lets where the chips fall where they may. He might also have two or three girls that he's trying to schedule his week to fit them all in. So obviously, whoever responds first, probably going to be the woman who's most excited about spending time with them. Other women he might be talking to also might have a guy or another extra guy or two. So he's going to be in no rush. Hey, you know, it's like a limited time offer. And so my point with this long diatribe about this particular topic is that dating is like a game of tennis, especially when it comes to texting. And oftentimes, if women aren't sure or they got other options or maybe they're just busy, they're in a meeting, that's why you don't double text. You send a message and you just let it be. Because if you send two or three texts, you're communicating you're impatient, you're needy, you're insecure, you get butthurt easily. And probably once you get emotionally involved in the relationship with her, you're going to probably start being very controlling and displaying behavior that scares women. This is what causes them to flee from you. And therefore, like this guy did, he acted needy, probably got impatient with her responding because he's thinking, hey, we already slept together twice. What the hell? Why aren't you responding right away? Well, if he's displayed weakness, she's probably going to be feeling a little wishy-washy internally towards him. And trying to be present with her feelings and decide how she feels about him. That's the important thing. The only thing that matters is how a woman feels about you. So in this particular case, because he got upset, notice what he says next. I lost it. Sending a note that pity she doesn't think our dates to be as good as I did. Looking for validation. Shameful, I know. Yeah, that's not good. That's not helpful, dude. So you see what's happening. He's literally talking to this girl who already liked him, who already slept with him, was getting excited about dating him, and then he starts doing this. And this is why you date. It's like test driving a car. So now he's displaying the characteristics of the creepy, wacky stalker, the guy that might have mental problems, that kind of thing. That's why you just got to let it be. And sometimes women will just purposely not text you back. They might wait till the next day. They just, you never know what's going to happen. It is what it is. Don't get upset. Don't get butthurt. It's just the lay of the land, my friends. He says, I'm acting butthurt, dismissive, negative in our conversation since the pity message on Friday, Saturday. Yeah, you're just constantly communicating. You have no confidence in what you bring to the table. I'm a fucking loser. I know you're just going to blow me off like all the other girls did. That's the vibe you're giving off. So eventually, she's going to have to agree with you. He says she cancels the Sunday date again 2 hours prior, giving a cheap excuse. I haven't contacted her for a week now. It's been a week, so I think I'm getting to a stage where I don't give a fuck about her response anymore. Well, more than likely, you probably won't hear from her again. At the same time, I know that I ended on a very bitter note to an extent that she might have canceled the last date because of my bitterness. She was sending some smiley messages before the last date, and I was still acting like a butthurt baby. Further cementing her resolve to say, you know, this guy, I probably should just let him go. If you read my last 10 messages to her, it may seem like I don't want to meet her anymore. Now I am thinking to send her a voice message sometime next week, Tuesday or Wednesday, assuming everything to be fun and positive and ask her out in a playful way. Me personally, I wouldn't do that. She canceled 2 dates in a row, dude. Granted, you displayed weakness, but at the end of the day, she still canceled a date on you, and that's what you're ignoring. You're all wrapped up in your interest in her, but you're ignoring the fact that she just blew you off like you were nothing. 2 hours before the date, shows she doesn't care. Why would you be enthusiastic to run after a girl who displays that? Granted, you screwed up and you displayed lots of weakness, but you pursuing her just further reinforces that it's okay to disrespect you and blow you off the last minute. And more than likely, if you do reach out and you make a date, she'll probably cancel at the last minute just to see what you do, just to see if you go bananas again. So I wouldn't give her the chance. That's why it's best in this case, especially, it's like I talk about in the book. The Wookiee did it. Just like I talk about in 3% Man. If she likes you, she's going to keep a date. If she doesn't, she's not going to. If a woman cancels a date, it shows a total lack of interest and respect. And so a woman has to know that if she pushes you too far, you will walk and never look back. And the longer the days and weeks go by without ever hearing from you, she's going to recognize that, you know what, canceling, maybe it was a bit harsh, maybe it was a bit judgmental. He kind of had a right to be upset with me because I did jerk him around. And I haven't heard from him. So obviously, if I don't reach out to him, I'll probably never hear from him again. And as the weeks go by, she's going to start to look, you know, because you have the balls to walk away. And most guys that behave like you do, they never walk away. They just keep coming until they get blocked or stalking order or restraining order against them. So that's why I would do nothing. I wouldn't call, I wouldn't text, I wouldn't do anything. Because if you do that, you're just inviting her to disrespect you again. This way, if she reaches out to you 3 or 4 weeks or maybe a month from now, because sometimes it's months go by. And like I said, the sting of what you did, she may look back and go, you know, I was kind of harsh. I was kind of a bitch to him. And yeah, I did cancel at the last minute. And that was really rude. And obviously, he didn't appreciate that. And so he should have gotten upset with me. These are the kinds of conversations that will happen within herself as the weeks go by, and then she'll be remorseful, and she'll recognize that if I do this to him again, he's going to disappear forever. But if you call or you text and you send her a fun text in a week or two and ask her out, you're communicating to her that it's totally okay to disrespect you and blow you off. So I understand you want to not make up for what you screwed up, but you're ignoring the fact that she canceled on you and was totally disrespectful. Because no one will ever do or say to you that you don't invite them to do. And by pursuing her after she disrespected you, you're saying, hey, thank you, may I have another. So let's go to the second email. He says, hey coach, I've been following your work for just over 2 years and I've read your book or listened to the Audible book over 18 times. Cheers to the 3% Club. Just water is so good. Alkaline, ionized water. Oh, what do you guys think of the... I got the color version of the Corey Wayne t-shirt on today. Looks pretty good on camera. Teespring.com if you're so inclined. But this is why this guy has gonna have a good email, because he's read the book 18 times. He knows it backwards and forwards. So everything is instinctual. He's not thinking, what was that page 37? What am I supposed to do right now? You can't be thinking like that. You just have, it has to go with the flow. The most important thing that I've learned is not to waste your time dating women who have low levels of attraction. Amen, brother. Simply continue searching and spend your time with ones who do. I have a follow-up question regarding your newsletter. Why don't I hear from you? There is a woman who I've been dating for a little over a month now. I'm 41 and she's 33. She sometimes calls me between dates, but it is not consistent. It's the ebb and flow of Mother Nature, dude. Don't take it personal. It's just the way it goes. Sometimes they're calling and texting, all of a sudden it just stops. And sometimes they're just totally doing it on purpose to see what you do and how you handle it. So you can't get diminished. You can't get upset. You got to be amused. You got to think it's kind of funny and cute. When she does contact me, I use her contact to set up the next date. If she doesn't contact me after the date, I wait until the next week, as you recommend in the book, call her and set up the next date. Yeah, if a woman's got a healthy self-esteem, she might do that from time to time. She might call and text you and then just say, I'm not going to reach out to him until he reaches out to me. It's like a game of chicken. Like I said, that's why in this case, when you're just casually dating and you're not trying to get anybody back, if you don't hear from her for 4 or 5 days or a week, reach out. Just try to set the next date. Because some women will want to make sure that you're really into them. I do not contact her in between dates otherwise. And what's great about doing this is that they don't get used to texting you all the time. Because quite frankly, I hate texting. It's a pain in the ass. You know, I got, especially social media, I get people sending me messages. I got my text, you know, messages going off. It's like sitting there. I don't want to do that all day. I'm busy. It's brief, get to the point. Like I got friends that are, you know, retired military, former military guys, special forces guys. And it's like, what I love about the text exchange, it's always the minimal amount of words. I fucking love it. Brevity is beautiful. He says, however, she asked me at the end of our last date, why don't you ask me out on another date at the end of each date? Interesting. Now, why would she ask that? Probably because she's wondering, does he like me? Is he into me? What's going on? And that's what you want. You want to be the guy that she really can't figure out. He replied, what do you mean? That is like one of the best questions you can memorize. If you're not sure what a woman's saying, or if you're thinking about interpreting what she's saying as meaning a certain thing, it's always best to go, well, what do you mean? What do you mean? Maybe tattoo that on your forehead, or maybe tattoo that the inside of your hand so you can get a little cheat sheet. What do you mean? Hey, what do you mean? She said most guys will ask her out for another date at the end of each date. So that means your competition is extremely needy. And so just by hanging back a little bit more, those guys all blow themselves up and blow themselves out of the water. She feels like she didn't know where she stood with me because of this, just like your book says. I'm psychic like that. Isn't that amazing? This little fucking blue book with this shaved head bastard on it. Handsome devil, by the way. And Mastering Yourself, my second book, all about purpose, drive, mission, succeeding, accomplishing. Because you shouldn't have time to sit there and chit-chat all day on text, because you should be focusing on your mission and your purpose in life and building your little empire and wherever you are in your part of the globe that's hurling through the galaxy at thousands of miles an hour in outer space. She said most guys will ask her out at the end of each date, and she feels like she didn't know where she stood with me, just like your book says. I was really unprepared with a good answer, but realized how my behavior made me a challenge and drove up her attraction. That's kind of the part where James Bond just goes, why don't you ask me out on another date when we're on a date together? What do you mean? I told her that I was not like the other guys she dates. I mentioned that I enjoy spending time with her, but I like to reflect on dates afterwards and consider if the lady is someone I want to continue to spend my time with. Amen. Praise Jesus. Ah, beautiful, 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 beautiful textbook. That's what happens when you read the book 18 times. Because it says, I'm selective. I'm not sure about you yet. There's other women I'm probably dating that I haven't told you about without revealing this directly. And then I'm selective. Well, why am I selective? Because I have choices and I have options and I want to make sure I get the best girl. These other guys that are asking around at the end of the date, they're going, oh, I hope she likes me. I hope she'll go out with me. But he's like, I'm not too sure about you. So she recognizes, whoa, I better not screw this up. This guy's got other choices and other options. Then I'll be stuck with these needy and insecure guys. I also jokingly mentioned that she could always call and ask me out because it's not 1950 anymore. It's fucking beautiful, man. The sweet nectar of the 3% men in a cup. I'm sure there's some asshole that's got some... Wow, I can't believe you just said that, Corey. How would you rate my response? Is she a structured woman? She sounds like a woman who doesn't know where she stands with you, and it's causing her attraction to go up, and she's trying to figure out how you feel about her. This is exactly what you want. And your response? 3% club, brother. You should definitely get yourself one of these mugs on Teespring because you have earned it. 18 times, these responses, it's like, I mean, that's beautiful. It doesn't get any better than that. That's like something maybe even better than I would come up with. What response would you recommend for a similar situation in the future? That's a great boilerplate one. And I'm sure a lot of people watching this are going to steal it. But that's great, dude. You're thinking on your feet. You're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. So, golf clap for you. Let's go to the third email. He says, hi, Coach. I would like to share this little success story with you. I read your book multiple times, and it helped me a lot. I'm a 48-year-old man who lives in Europe, and about a year ago, I met a girl that I really like. We saw each other from time to time, but there were no romantic feelings from my side. Not yet. In March or April, we started talking more and more with each other, and that's when my feelings for her grew. We started dating, and things went really well. Until 3 or 4 weeks ago, yes, cliche, her boyfriend, her ex-boyfriend, came back in the picture. He wanted her back, wrote her letters to tell her how much he loves her. He told her he would do everything to get her back. He even said that his life makes no sense anymore without her and that he would consider killing himself. Oh yeah, that's just so attractive. That's gonna just make her pussy just so dripping wet. It's unbelievable. This is your competition? And believe it or not, the girl decided to give him another chance. Maybe she felt guilty, maybe because they spent a lot of time together. Maybe she missed him, we don't know. Bottom line, she probably had more time to emotionally bond with him. That's why. She called me to explain the situation. She told me it would be better to just be friends. And despite the fact that I was pretty upset, I stayed cool and centered. I told her, hey, if your ex is what you want, give it a chance. No problem. But I am not interested in being just friends. Ding! Let me know if it doesn't work out with him. I wished her all the best, and I walked away. You're just saying, I'm not participating. I'm not... Because she's saying, well, let's just be friends. In other words, be my backup emotional tampon, and every time my ex-boyfriend upsets me, I'm going to call you and whine about it and take up your time and give you blue balls. Yeah, no, I don't think so. And guess who texted me a couple of days ago? I don't know. Who could it be? This was the conversation. So I like he includes the whole text exchange, which is good. This is good intel for you guys that are sitting there watching, future 3% club members. She texted one word, hug. I replied, hey, good to hear from you. How are things going with you? She texted a couple of lines about her house and about her work. I replied, good. I'd love to see you again. Are you free for dinner next week? And she replied, "Are you sure you would still like that?" I was prepared for that question. That's what happens when you read the book 18 times and you practice. He was prepared. Success depends upon prior preparation. And without said preparation, there is sure to be failure. Confucius. I answered, "If you give me one of those sweet kisses of yours after dinner, I definitely would." Because what he's communicating is sex and romance. That's what, you know, that's his vibe. That's what he's interested in. Because you're also not sure if she's just, things are going sideways with the boyfriend, is she's trying to just stir the pot to see if you're really interested. But a dude who's threatening to kill himself as, you know, to try to get leverage for her to take him back and give him another chance. Oh man, I can just imagine the testing that she's doing with that guy. She replied, "Ha ha ha. And what if I would have freaked out on that kiss remark?" I love his comeback here. He says, I answered, "Then I would have stopped this conversation and you could eat at McDonald's next week." That's good. Remember what I said about women waiting to reply back? They got to be present with their feelings. Oh, I don't know. Half an hour went by. She made him wait on purpose. She replied, "Would October 5th suit you for dinner, my king?" She didn't say my king, but she might as well. "And please close your curtains in case someone sees us kissing." In other words, oh, I'm totally down to make out and shag you in your house. Of course, I have no idea how things will be on October 5th, but we will just see. Bright attitude. "I want a fun evening, no drama, and all the other things that could happen would be a nice bonus." So what does that tell you? He's abundance mindset. He's not attached. He could take it or leave it. I'd love her to come over, hang out, have fun, and hook up. If she tries at the last minute to, well, it's just his friends. If she throws any of that crap in there, just say, "Hey, I told you I'm not interested. If you're coming over because you miss my sexy body and you want to jump my bones, or if you're just coming over because you want to chit-chat and me to be your gay male girlfriend, then I'm going to have to pass and politely decline. So are you in or you out? Are you coming over because you miss me and you want to fucking suck the tongue out of the back of my throat, or you're hoping that I'll agree to be your pal? Because I'm not interested in being your pal. You can have your ex-boyfriend be your friend. I'm not interested in that shit. If it doesn't work, so be it. More opportunities to come with her or someone else." Dude, cheers to you, bro. "Thanks again for your Bible." Obviously, he's referring to 3% Man. "It really helped me. Kind regards, Bob." Bob. So, if you are in a difficult situation and you're trying to figure out what to do and you're not sure what to do, and you'd like to get my help personally, the quickest way, go to understandingrelationships.com, click the products tab at the top of your screen, and book a coaching session with yours truly. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.